Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 219. Stay on the vine. Listen to what Jesus said and let it settle deep. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15 verse 4. Notice what he did not say. He did not say, try harder. He did not say, produce more. He did not say, be better. He said, abide in me. That word abide is not the language of performance. It is the language of intimacy. It is the invitation of someone who flings their front door wide open and says, stay. Stay here with me. No rush. No pressure, just stay. And there is a promise woven into that invitation that we sometimes move past too quickly. He said, and I in you. This is not just you reaching toward God by sheer willpower, gripping, straining, holding on. He also comes. He also dwells. The connection does not rest on your strength alone. It rests on his faithfulness. And his faithfulness has never once failed. Then Jesus reaches for an image his listeners knew in their bones, the vine. Anyone who has ever lived near a vineyard understands. A branch that has been cut can still look green for a while. It can even seem alive. But it has no sap, and without sap, there is no fruit. Not as punishment, not because God is angry, simply because that is how life works. Apart from the source, we run dry. It may take time to show, but it shows. And what Jesus is saying, with the gentleness of someone who knows you from the inside, is this: I am your source. Not one of your sources, the source. And the fruit you long to see in your life, the love you wish you had more of, the peace that keeps slipping away, the patience that vanishes the moment the day gets hard, that fruit is not a goal you achieve through striving. It is sap that flows naturally when the connection is alive. You do not manufacture fruit. You stay on the vine, and fruit comes. But abiding is not a one-time event. It is not that season when you had a profound encounter with God and coasted on it for months. Abiding is a rhythm. It is daily. It is the choice made every single morning to return to Him before the day takes over your mind, your schedule, your attention. Every dawn is a fresh opening, the branch leaning back into the vine. And today, I want to invite you to do that in a way that is deliberate, conscious, and concrete. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check a single message, stop. 2 minutes. Close your eyes and say out loud with your own voice, your own words leaving your own lips, Jesus, I choose to abide in you today. Say it. Let your whole self participate in that choice. That simple act, those 2 minutes, is already the branch opening itself to the vine that is already abiding. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.